There will be a memorial for those killed in the US occupation of Afghanistan and the US drone war in Pakistan at the Times Square Military Recruiting Center in New York City on Saturday from 12 noon. Deborah Sweet from World Can't Wait explains why they're holding a memorial tomorrow.
Well, it's 11 years since the U.S. invaded Afghanistan in 2001, and it's the longest occupation in U.S. history to date. So tomorrow starts the 12th year of this unjust, illegal, immoral occupation that's killed many, many thousands of civilian Afghan people. And now we have a new problem that's spread with the Obama administration, and that's the drone war going into Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and spreading throughout the region. So we wanted to take this time, as a lot of people are thinking about the election and which commander-in-chief is going to be at the head of the largest, hugest, richest army military in history, what's going to be done in our name, what's been done, and what's the future looking like. And we thought it's a very important time to look at the fact that American lives, as Obama likes to say, we're Americans. Well, American lives are not more important than other people's lives. In fact, since Barack Obama started the surge in Afghanistan in 2009, each year civilian deaths have gone up. The night raids have not stopped. The secret U.S. forces in operation are signed to stay until 2024, another 12 years. The indefinite detention of thousands and thousands of Afghan prisoners continues. People held for years with no charges, no right to defend themselves, because the Obama administration says this is a war zone, therefore no habeas corpus rights are possible. And we're looking at what's been done to the people of Afghanistan in a war that was supposed to liberate them, and understanding that the women are even worse off than they were 11 years ago, when Afghanistan was the second most dangerous place on the planet for a woman to give birth. Now in 2012, it's the most dangerous place on the planet for maternal and infant death. And this is what the U.S. occupation has brought. This is what we're going to be talking about tomorrow on Times Square, at the military recruiting station at 43rd and Broadway from noon until 2 o'clock. We hope people will bring shoes to commemorate and represent all the lives, civilian lives lost. Excuse me. And you may bring flowers and your own signs and simply take part in the reading of the names of the people who were killed in our name in Afghanistan.
That was Deborah Sweet from World Can't Wait. Tomorrow's memorial starts at 12 noon and is also supported by the Granny Peace Brigade.